A late rally for the local share market has helped the ASX 200 snap a four-session losing streak. The index closing higher by around 18 points or 0.3% to 6,179 points. And it was a pretty subdued session for most of the day. The main index really in a holding pattern. It wasn't until we saw some of the losses for the big four banks really weighing on the market. As those losses faded, we saw the likes of our miners and energy stocks helping to lift the broader market along with our tech stocks as well. So today we saw the big four banks still slightly weaker, but they were down between 0.5% and 1% at their worst levels of the session. BHP and Rio, our major miners, up to 1%, and also Sierra Resources, a graphite miner, up around the 8.5% mark on the back of a quarterly update, which was an interim quarterly update provided. We saw firmer oil prices also benefiting our oil and gas producers today. Beach Energy up more than 3%, and WiseTech Global and Afterpay Touch really leading the way for the tech space, up between 3% and 4%. There were some weaknesses to come through today on the market as well. Consumer discretionary, the sector, one of the underperformers. The likes of Wesfarmers is down close to 0.7%. Harvey Norman also down more than 1%. This is on the back of Kogan, up around 8%, the online retailer today launching its marketplace online platform, similar to that of Amazon, which of course is looking to increase its footprint here in the Australian retail market. Retail Food Group, which is the franchisor of such franchises like Gloria Jeans and Donut King, today down around 5%. There was a report released from a parliamentary inquiry, which was quite critical of Retail Food Group and its handling of its franchisees. So that saw its a late fall for Retail Food Group. On the economic front, we had Chinese economic data come in quite encouraging, with retail sales and investment beating expectations. However, industrial output was slightly weaker than what was expected. The Aussie dollar did bump up to around 70.8, but is now trading around 70.6 US cents.